Good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday, the 16th of April. I just thought I would do a quick catch up pod. My time is not got the availability that it would normally have. I mean, I'm always busy, but throw in wonky dog and funeral plannings and family debates on funeral plannings. Yeah. I'm exhausted, I'll be honest. I'm just really tired. I'm finding it all quite draining. The dog had a, for those that don't know, the dog had another episode last week, just walking down the garden and collapsed. And we are trying to get to the bottom of it. 4 grand into vet's fees so far. Had a brain MRI last week. They did find her brain. The guy, the neurologist, had convinced us. I convinced himself, I think, and convinced us when he examined her pre-MRI that she had a brain tumour and that would be what was causing the issues. And we kind of left there in tears while they went off to, put her to put her not put her to sleep, but anaesthetise her and MRI her and do whatever else. They did a spinal tap and things. But he'd sort of said that this was all just confirmatory, really, and that she had a tumour in the left side of her brain, and then he did the MRI, and she didn't at all. And he was completely as perplexed as the rest of us now. So the spinal tap was to take out fluid from obviously her spine that goes into her. That's what runs around your brain, central nervous system. That's inconclusive. So we're yeah, we're four. She's looking at me now. We're 4K down the line, and none the wiser. She is better in herself. She's not right. Can't walk properly. Can't jump. Tries to jump on the sofa and misses it because her radar's completely all out. And obviously you can't put her through a life like that. So that battle goes on. And then we've got what is it now? About 10 days to the funeral, nicely scheduled for my birthday. That'll be a delight. And what an experience that is. I put in the newsletter. I think I haven't been. I haven't had anything to do with a funeral since 2004 when my mum died, and I've got nothing really to do with this funeral other than to support Sam. But Chrissy, who's died, lovely lad, he was cracking, just a live life guy, cracking fun, amusing, very dry sense of humour. He used to make me laugh. But he was married twice, had kids with his first wife, not with his second wife. He's got four sisters and a brother. Is that right? Five sisters and a brother. He's got five sisters and a brother. Sorry, I left one out. Five sisters and a brother. Obviously, two kids, an ex-wife, a wife. And trying to, just listening to people trying to sort of feel. One of the big things, like he passed away, God bless him, on the end of March, and you've got a month, is the to-ing and fro-ing and umming and ahhing over funerals and everybody wants to have their bit on it. It's just sad to watch people falling out over all this stuff. And funny enough, I found out from Zed Tips, I didn't know. You don't have to have a funeral, and that appeals to me even more now that you could just go and everybody can go and have a party or celebrate your life, whatever they either want, have a meal at a restaurant and that, to have a funeral. There's nothing nice about them, is there? I've never been to one where I've gone, you can't go, yeah, that was a nice funeral. People try and make, but it ain't, isn't it? It's absolutely horrific seeing that coffin, whether it's going into the ground or being cremated. It's absolutely horrendous. Funny old ritual. I don't know why I'd want to put anybody through it. So I'm going down the line. I mean, Sam and I, one thing I'll say, Sam and I have done wills. Everybody, particularly if you're sort of 50 up, if you've got kids, do a will. Chrissy didn't leave a will, and he left no instructions on anything. So that's an absolute trauma. Trying to sort the finances side out. I mean, his wife's not well, and she's got PTSD, and she is just finding it all far too overwhelming. So we're trying to help with that side of it. Sam in particular. Sam's a very sort of empathetic, caring person, and but it's hard work. But If you've got kids, write a will. There's ways online to do it. You can go in WH Smiths and pick up a pack. You don't need to spend fortunes, but leave some form of instructions. And if you're absolutely set on having a funeral, what this has taught me is map it out to everything. Do you want to be cremated? Do you not want to, well, I mean, they're talking of having two different wakes because there's two different factions in the family. The brother wants to speak at the funeral, but what he's written is nobody else agrees with, so they're fighting over that. We don't want him doing that. Other people want to speak, you'd be there all day. Actually, don't leave people that trauma. Write out, this is what I want, this is who I'd like to speak if they're willing to do it. This is the music I'd like played. This is the kind of do I don't. Ultimately, I won't be there. But watching these people, in effect, pull themselves apart, the upset of losing somebody and then all that, it's just, and I'm sure this goes on all over the country, it's just horrendous. So if you do want to have a funeral, give a bit of a hand, write it all out, what you want to do. Because I certainly wouldn't want Sam going through this with my brothers chipping in, going, well, you do that, and he'd love this. Actually, it's not a nice topic to talk about, and even if it's years down the line, but just leave people some sort of guidance. But the idea of not having a funeral, just letting it go, just seeing this really appeals. I think, right, just take a few quid, go and have a lovely meal, talk about the times I made you laugh, sing or cry, and move on. I'm terrible at funeral. I just burst into tears when I see coffins. It's just not. I just find that obviously they are sad, and I just find them incredibly sad. I find it incredibly sad watching other people's upset. I went to my the neighbour, the woman who dropped her drawers in front of me. She passed away, and I went to hers. But just seeing her family break down in tears when the coffin went to be cremated, it just really, things like that get to me. So the idea of no funeral, let them sort it out, let the old hospital dispose of it. I imagine it just gets incinerated, job done, move on. Never really got the idea of graveyards, and I've never really got the thought of why you want to take ashes home and then go, oh yeah, we'll lob them off, we'll lob them on the Tottenham Hotspur pitch. Well, why? Anyway, that's my view. That's FTS funerals, done and dusted. FTS funerals. Do get a will, try and help out planning your funeral. There, once you've done it, just do it once, done. Will really important though. Everybody should have a will, particularly if you've got kids. Don't leave any doubt as to what you want to happen with stuff like that. And it makes it so much easier dealing with banks and other bodies that you need to deal with when people pass away, wherever that money may be. There you are, FTS funerals. Talking of funerals, we saw one Sunday, didn't we? We saw two on Sunday. The old rusty old bus come out there. See, I obviously Liverpool losing the Palace. Didn't see that coming. In the newsletter, I put the draw. I didn't fancy Arsenal at the weekend, and I put that in the newsletter tip, the draw. I didn't. I'm not saying that I fancied Villa to win. I just didn't fancy Arsenal winning that game, and one of the things with that tipping, it is a bit of opinion. We can only pick one game for leagues. If somebody else picks your game, you got to pick another one. But and obviously we're getting to the end of the season, got to make up some points, so you try and go for bigger prices. But I didn't fancy them, and the old rusty bus is out. Bayern Munich and Leverkusen can finish the job off this week. It's been a good football season. Yeah, love it. City going to win the league again, I would expect. It's not over. Of course, it's not over. City have got to come to Tottenham, and we always beat them. Yeah, it's just lovely, isn't it? And I just don't get the. Someone said to me, oh, but you should want Arsenal to beat Villa because you can't catch Arsenal and you want Villa for top four. I don't care about top four. I can't believe that people still sell this to me. I've not been anything other than I don't give a shit about top four. And I never will. I totally agree with actually what Anne said, which was really refreshing. If a player's want to come to us just because they want to play Champions League, you probably don't want them. You want players who want to play for the club. Villa fans can leap up and down. A club who've won the European Cup, leaping up and down at finishing fourth. What does it give you? Okay, you get a few nights in Champions League football, you get beat, and out you go. I was fortunate enough to go to a Champions League final, which got beaten. But got no real chance of winning it. Tottenham ain't gonna win it. Villa ain't gonna win it. You're just gonna get smashed somewhere and go out. You get a bit more money to get closer to the others. Is that That's what I mean. We're celebrating all this as if it is something. Villa fans leaping up and down, Arsenal fans having a go at me. I don't care about top four. It is not a trophy. I think it is disgusting the way that football has gone that makes that seem as a trophy over things like the FA Cup, the money in the game. And you see the reports about money, agents' fees last week. 75 million, was it, Chelsea in agents' fees? It's just absolute nonsense. I've said it numerous times that the game is gone. I couldn't give a shit whether Spurs finish fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh. If we're not going to win anything, it genuinely doesn't bother me. I certainly don't want to be in that fucking Mickey Mouse trophy that people are now lording in Europe, which is nothing other than a money-making load of bollocks. And I don't care whether you win it and leap up and down. It's just nonsense. We'll be having fucking European football for bottom three soon. That's where it's all going. It's just nonsense. Absolute fucking nonsense. And finishing fourth and jumping up and down about it is nonsense. I want to see my team play good football and try and win something. And yes, that's getting further and further away because of the way footballers developed over the last 20 years. But if you think that I want Arsenal to get points to stop to stop Villa getting in the top four, you are clearly a fucking lunatic. You haven't listened to me very much, and perhaps you shouldn't be punting because your brain doesn't work properly. Simple as that. Let's hope that I don't want, above anything, I don't want Arsenal to win anything. My life becomes hell when Arsenal win things, so the less they win, better I am. And I love the banter with the FTS Arsenal guys. I've got no ill malice. I love the banter. Andy, Dan, L, great people, great fun, people who can take it in the right spirit. But yeah, Villa have fourth place. If Tottenham don't win another game other than the North London Derby, I'll be over the moon. But we won't win that. They'll beat us. They'll all beat us. I can't see Christ Almighty Newcastle. I didn't see it, but they absolutely ripped us to shreds, didn't they? We've got what is the point of Eve Bissouma? There you are. There's the question. What is the point of Eve Bissouma? If somebody can tell me, answers on a postcard. He's absolutely fucking dog shite. We're back to the days of fucking Bentaleb and Mason in midfield. He is absolutely fucking garbage. The minute I see his name on the team sheet, I think we ain't going to win that game. He is useless. Just fucking terrible. Garbage. Absolute fuck. He gets us. See, I get annoyed because he's just garbage. He's just fucking shite. It's like playing with 10 men against 12. Right. And then we had the old club championship finish at the weekend, didn't we? Now we're in the stage now. This is a great example now in confirmation bias. And people just want to believe what they believe. The Masters from 1980, the first Masters I can remember watching was 87, 86, Nicholas, sorry, 86, Nicholas winning. And then 87, was it when Larry Mize chipped in? 88, Lyle, and then you're into your Faldos, Woosnams. Alatha Bells. So yeah, 86 Nicholas went in. The Masters from 86 through to about 2000, 2005, without doubt, was a fantastic golf tournament. I don't dispute that. I haven't disputed it. Over the last 20 years, it has dripped into one of the biggest bore fests in sport, not just in golf, in sport. It is absolute dull as dishwater. And I put in the room, you used to watch it and you'd hear the roars and you'd think, what's happened there? Somebody's made eagle. You don't hear anything now. Golf is pulling itself apart. You've got players who are, Scheffler is just, I was very bullish on Scheffler. I put it in the Telegram room. I think I put it in the newsletter. I can't remember what much of what's happened over the last couple of weeks, but I'm very bullish on him. He is streets better than anybody else. It's not even remotely close. He is streets better. He is putting up Woods-like numbers, but without the opposition that Woods had. And Woods was streets clear of people like Montgomery, Mickelson, but at least they could play the game. He is streets better than any of these other fucking idiots in behind him. Half of them have given up because they've taken the money from Liv. People like Dustin Johnson, 200, had a boatload in the bank, have another 200 million, couldn't care less. You see Rahm take 400 million, look at his performance. They don't need it. There's no hunger. They've just got money. Half of this lot, I keep getting told about strength in depth of golf. Half of this lot, and I play good golf, and I actually know what I'm talking about ahead of people who don't know what they're talking about, and there's a fair few people on FTS who've played with me and can test that I can hit a decent golf ball, etc., etc. The half of this lot, if you gave them persimmon clubs and Balata balls, they'd be fucking flipping burgers. Whereas at least the lot back in the Seve, Woosnam day, they could play golf. I remember playing golf with Ian Woosnam, and he said, the biggest thing that's taken me out of the game is equipment, because people who can't hit it are now flapping saucepans at it and can get it out there. The equipment has enabled a lot of these robotic, boring fuckwads to play golf. People like Xander, Schauffele, and that. You give them old kit and old balls, they'd be fucking flipping burgers in and out burger. And the game's ripping itself apart, and it's incredibly dull. And people will cling on to, it's the Masters, it's the Masters. It is fucking boring. It was over by the 11th again. You know it's over, because you know that what happened in the past can't happen now because of the equipment. You're not having people standing there hitting fairway woods into path fives. They're either just hit their 7-iron down. I think, what did you see, about 4 eagles all week? Because of everything that's happened and the way the equipment has affected that course development, it's just boring. It is dull. You can kid yourselves with your confirmation. It's like people who voted Tory all their life and they could go out and shoot kids in the street. I'm still voting Tory. It's still the Masters. It is nothing like the Masters that we grew up with. You can convince yourselves all you like. You're fucking fooling yourselves. It is bollocks. It's a fucking few flowers in a fucking bit of grey that we've been living through with a golf course that is nothing like the mystique that it used to have, and create the atmosphere and the roars that we used to have. And that is why we haven't seen a good Masters now in 5-6 years, and you only see one every 10-15 years now, compared to when it used to be. You know, it used to start on the back nine on a Sunday. That was the saying. Now it's over. Now it's over by the time you get to the back nine on the Sunday. It is absolutely done and dusted. You got a load of boring robots. Half of them can't play the game. And you got one man at the minute who is... if providing he stays hungry, he wins 4, 5, 6 of the next 8, 10 Masters. If he stays hungry and listening to him speak, he will. He is streets ahead of all of them. And it's not even remotely close. Streets ahead, miles ahead. But you stick to your confirmation biases. It's the Masters. It's the Masters. The Players was far much more interesting than that. Been a couple of tournaments this year, far more interesting than the Masters. And the other majors now. It's the fourth one for me. That's how far it's gone. I'd rather watch the PGA. I'd rather watch the US Open. I'd rather watch the Open for golfing spectacle, excitement, and closeness of finishes than that club championship nonsense round a garden nursery, which they have over 15-20 years they've completely destroyed. Equipment's played a part, the course changes have played a part, and it has got nothing like the mystique and the magic that it used to be. Dull as dishwater. You're basically watching a procession every year of the bloke who gets himself 3 or 4 clear by the 11th, 10th, 11th on Sunday. Dull as dishwater. Right, what else we got? I think that's it. Did the couple of webinars last week. Hopefully they went down well. I think they did. What's interesting, just I've done this so long now. I've probably done it too long. It's just really interesting that the motivations behind people for doing things and the actual number of people who want to do this properly. I feel a lot of the time I genuinely have got to the stage I feel a lot of the time I'm just wasting my time. And there's the good few who will, and they'll probably respond, no, you're not, but it is such a small number, that people that just want instant riches and tips and without any real graft effort, putting any work in, learning to understand what you're actually doing. It's quite depressing. Yeah, perhaps it's just a state of mind. I mean, because I'm having a bit of a shit period, but just find it depressing. I really do. I just look, and you can, even from emails and things, you just see and think, Christ Almighty, that's all people are interested in. Actually, don't want to do this properly. They're just hoping they can make a quick buck. Well, you won't make a quick buck because that's not how the game works. You make a long-standing good buck by putting a bit of fucking work in. Stop trying to rush it all. Taking a bit of time. Learning the game, and then you can get somewhere. Right, and on that, FTS Funerals, FTS Masters, Destruction, FTS Mindset, that's a catch up. I won't be fully back in the fray. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with the dog, but until the week of the 29th, I think I am travelling back from Devon on that day, with current plans, subject to change. And I have not got, people keep asking me stuff. I haven't got anything with me. I've literally got my laptop, and a lot of the stuff I need to do admin stuff and make videos and that is on my office setup at home. So I can't do anything. I'm literally functioning all the football and I've not missed a day. We've had deaths, dogs running around. The excuses that people make for not doing things. I went to America for a month, getting up at either 2, 3 in the morning or staying up till midnight to do the football. Never miss a day. It's not a matter of being a machine like I am. It's a matter of a will to do it, wanting to do it, wanting to do it properly. The some of the excuses that people make to not do stuff is absolutely you should be embarrassed to yourselves. It's fucking embarrassing and I am getting sick of it. I said in the webinar, I'm sick of fucking tire kickers and freeloaders. I'm getting sick of wasting my time with people who don't want to do things even remotely properly. Right, enough of that. Let's go. Move on. Right, 16th of April. Have a lovely little Tuesday. I hope it's cheered you all up there with a bit of funerals, masters, destruction, and criticizing mindsets. Maybe it will spur another person into action, even if it means you go and do a will today. You actually consider what funeral you want to have. Might want to do this properly, and you finally come round to the fact that. Put your biases aside. The Masters is fucking dull as dishwater. Have a beautiful little Tuesday. I'll be back with you. I don't know when, whenever I get a chance.